This is Walking the Sissy Part 3. We reached the part of the woods that I really enjoy, and I turn around suddenly. Anne almost bumps into me and falls over. I catch her smooth, silky hand, and she squeaks in response. I look deep into her eyes, and I pull her fragile body to me, and then I say, "Run. I am about to count to 20. You know you need your sissy slut training, Anne." I let go of Anne's hand and turn around and start to count. I can hear her heavy breathing still, much as an injured creature running for their life. The thought, of course, makes me giggle. It seems that time stands still when I'm counting. I notice that when I would pause between the numbers, I could hear the stillness of the forest. Then when I resumed counting, I could hear a twig break and would lock in on where she was running. It was not really fair. Actually, I should have on earplugs, truly, to have a fair advantage, but then I would most likely find her just as easily. I reach 20 and turn around and see movement around a bunch of rocks. This really was going to be too easy. I pull the black strap on out of my black bag and proceeded to put it on. I've always enjoyed being watched. Well, I put it on and I knew she could see me from the rocks. I, of course, pretend like I could not tell. Before the night was over, she would be begging to suck my strap-on dick. Want more? I'll talk to you soon, sweetheart.
Hey, boys, this is Mistress Simone. And you can stalk me at www.kinkyphonemistress.com. Leave comments on my blog or just say hi. You can also IM me at the_empress_Simone@yahoo. Or you can call me 1-800-601-7259. I'm available 2 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And sometimes you can check my Facebook. You'll find me on during the day. Love you, boys. I'll talk to you soon.